My name is Trevor Casey, and I'm a student currently studying environmental science at UNC Charlotte. Throughout this podcast, I'll be discussing climate change with regards to the effect it has on our freshwater resources. So climate change obviously has a magnitude of different impacts, including global warming, ice melt, and sea level rise. All of these things come with their own string of problems that ultimately have a very negative effect on our Earth. Most of these problems, however, may not have their impact fully felt by humans until much later into the future. This can cause some people to push climate change to the side, as it probably won't affect them in their lifetimes. A change in the natural water cycle has been observed in areas all across the globe, and this problem, however, can come with some serious impacts being felt in the very near future. One of the main effects climate change can have on the water cycle has to do with weather extremes. Weather extremes refer to water-related events that greatly differ from the usual activity within a certain location. This could mean that areas typically accustomed to seeing rainfall steadily distributed throughout the year begin to see periods of long drought followed by just a few heavy rainfall events. The total global precipitation that falls throughout the year may not change at all, but the problem comes from how that water is distributed. If one area has an abundance of water, one other is in severe drought, water can all of a sudden become a tradable commodity. This leads to a variety of complications relating to how that available water should be shared and at what price. In all likelihood, though, an area is going to end up on the wrong side of things. All people living in that area are going to feel the effects. On top of all of this, there's the question of how agriculture would be sustained. Agriculture is a massive industry that garners 70% of global freshwater use. It is an obvious priority, as it is a huge part of many economies. Agriculture also requires rainfall that's pretty evenly spread out throughout the year in order for crops to grow the best. If an area is in the middle of a drought, it would have to be decided whether agriculture or water use by citizens is the main priority. There may not be enough water to support both in a time of drought. On the other hand, too much rainfall or heavy rainfall events could also prevent crops from growing properly, as well as increased flood risk. This really highlights the dilemma a change in the water cycle could have on water distribution. An example of an area that has truly felt the effects of water scarcity is Cape Town, South Africa. The city has now been subject to a serious state of drought for 4 long years. The city was basically on a countdown to the day zero around April of 2018. Day zero refers to when over a million homes in the city would no longer have running water. Day zero was able to be pushed back a few months, however, but it required the citizens to resort to severe water rationing. Each person was limited to only 13 gallons of water per day, which seems crazy when compared to the average American, who uses over 100 gallons of water per day. So when considering the sacrifices that had to be made in Cape Town, just imagine not being able the basic ability to flush a toilet or shower more than twice per week. When discussing the issues faced by Cape Town, a water scientist named Peter Gleick stated that he never would have expected Cape Town to reach a day zero a few years prior to it actually happening. Gleick spent some substantial time in South Africa and noted that the country has good water managers. The main cause of Cape Town's sudden water crisis can be credited to the effect climate change has on the Earth's water cycle. This just shows unpredictability and how quickly an area can begin to suffer due to a changing water cycle. This is especially concerning when considering that our water systems are largely built based on a more stable climate system. Many other areas have experienced similar issues to Cape Town or are at risk for the future. A growing population is only going to add to the problem, as it's going to make it more difficult to distribute the same amount of water to a larger number of people. This raises plenty of questions about our future and how we're going to be able to adequately manage our water with the changing water cycle and growing population. There are a number of potential solutions that can be implemented to help lessen potential water issues of the future. Since this podcast mainly focuses on the effect climate change has on the water cycle, we can start there. Reducing climate change is a topic that could be discussed all day long. The bottom line, though, is that our emissions absolutely need to be reduced, especially CO2 emissions. This could happen through stricter emissions regulations, more efficient energy systems, geoengineering, and plenty of others. The point is, carbon emissions must be reduced in order to combat global warming, thus also protecting our natural water cycle. Recycling water is a practice that can also be very beneficial. This is a highly sustainable practice that allows previously discarded water to be cleaned and appropriately used again. Israel has shown that this practice can be very important for areas that don't have natural access to an abundance of water. Israel, of course, is in a desert-like climate, but reuses 86% of the water that goes down the drain. This is a practice that should be implemented to a higher standard throughout the world, as it is able to take a minimum water supply and make it last. As previously mentioned in this podcast, Agriculture greatly suffers from climate change and a changing water cycle. Better agriculture practices would be necessary to be able to keep up with the world's food demand. In order to make this practice more sustainable, water-intensive crops such as cotton and rice should only be grown in reliable water-rich regions. As also mentioned previously, water may have to become more of a tradable commodity to help areas suffering from drought. This method is successfully used in Australia to help them survive what's known as their millennium drought. Farmers basically traded back and forth based on who needed water more, in exchange for either money or goods. The most important solution of all could just come from innovation from the next generation. There's a great deal of importance in seizing certain technological opportunities to combat water issues. The water sector must attract adequate talent to fill crucial spaces in the workforce that can help to limit and solve future water problems. Even though the serious effects of climate change are often thought to be in the distant future, examples of water scarcity in places like Cape Town show us we have some very real issues to deal with today. A disturbance of the natural water cycle could completely change our outlook on water resources. No one is safe from potential water scarcity. It's kind of scary to think about how specifically the value of water could raise in the near future, but it must be addressed. Immediate recognition and action give us the best chance of preventing more problems. I hope this podcast raises some awareness with regards to climate change and the water cycle, and the effects it has on our world as far as water resources go.